Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, June 6, 2023. Time now is 5:16. This is the regular board meeting. All board members are present. I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Grants, I learned the pledge like 3 weeks ago. So this weekend we were buying the copies. And Bobby's had a flag, so he had to stand and do the pledge with all the veterans. So he was pumped.
Adoption of the agenda. I'd like to make one change. Make Roman numeral 5 as the superintendent reports and Roman numeral 6 as the adjournment.
Second.
And I'll go ahead and make the motion to adopt that agenda.
A second.
Aye. Moving on to 3, consent agenda. A, approval of the minutes for regular board meeting May 4th, 2023. Special board meeting on May 4th, 2023. Special board meeting on May 12th, 2023. And special emergency board meeting on May 17th, 2023.
I have no changes.
I have nothing.
No changes.
All right, moving on to B, presentation of the April financial report, and C, approval of the April vouchers. I'm sorry, I skipped calls to the public.
Nothing?
No.
All right. Sorry about that.
Just skipping down on the first page there for that says April vouchers, the two vouchers we had in April are very close together. Do you have the April one up?
Okay. The 14th and the 21st?
Correct. And then the expense vouchers, they were just insurance. The balance of the insurance on the increase on the higher one. And some items paid out of the E-rate and the COPS grant. And both of those are reimbursed to us, so we don't take them. We have to expend them, but then E-rate and the jobs and the COPS grant gets returned to us also. So that is the biggest thing on the vouchers for April. Is there any other questions on anything in April?
On those vouchers, do we usually get them the same month they go out, or do we get them like a month later? Or,
well, I process everything that comes in weekly.
Weekly.
Uh-huh.
So normally it'll clear out that same month?
Yes.
As long as we don't get it at the end of the month,
yeah.
Then it's
yeah.
going to be,
month,
you know, a couple
it.
Weeks into
okay.
the next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. On to May. Again, the bottom two are the payroll ones, and they are fairly close together. The last one of $84,000, that had additional, that was the 526, that was the payoff on one person. That was her last check, because she wanted no summer run. She wanted the addition. On her check, and I don't think there was too much of anything else on the one at the end of May other than that. The expenditures, you'll be glad to know, on the last voucher, the 2343, that is our final payment of tuition to Bisbee.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. We will never see a payment again to them, at least until the legislature changes. Other than that, they were all pretty normal stuff. Okay.
We're done with the school nurse reimbursements now.
School
we still
nurse.
Have 1 month.
Well, the school nurse is, yeah, he's getting paid all year.
Oh,
so.
He, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's the safety grant.
SRO that's done.
I've got one more payment to
one
get to
that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Alrighty. Anything else? Any questions? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you did all the way through B, C, D, and E.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to F, approve the purchase of the Chevy Malibu from O'Reilly's.
All right. There's only one quick adjustment, and today they got a change in their government rate, and it's $25,300, and I don't remember the exact amount. It's like $311 or something like that. It went up just about $500. The good news is that when we take the Camry, the dashboard and everything's working now, so we're going to get more money for that. unless something happens and another mouse eats another wire, that'll help. But the only thing with the state grant is that you have to order it new. And when we had talked to different dealerships, nobody told us you had to order it new to get that deep of a discount. But this exact vehicle we looked at used with 7,800 miles last weekend, I think it was, when I was running around. Mm-hmm. And they had it priced at $29,500.
Oh, wow.
And it already had almost 8,000 miles on it. So
yeah.
I think that it's a good deal. We'll get down there, get that vehicle traded in, and then the trading price will come off it. So it should be somewhere around $22,000 or $23,000.
Is there going to be any decals on it, or do we have to put those
on
there?
I think what we should do, and that will be up to Mr. Taylor, but I think you should just order a magnetic side that says Knocko School on it, because the ones that were painted on or with stickers are still on the vehicles driving around, because we didn't want to take them off and then peel the paint. So if we get a magnetic sticker and you put them on both sides, you've got your advertisement and whatever, but it's removable.
Okay. You guys have anything?
No.
All right. Moving on to G, approves the non-renewal of teacher due to elimination of the position due to lack of funds.
The elementary EL position we have funded for 2 years in a row through our ESSER. And that is gone. SEI, which is a Title III or EL program, gives us $17,000 to cover our teaching of our EL students, and that doesn't come close to covering what we already pay. And knowing that we needed to watch it a little bit more on the spending, that position was removed. We have taken the other teacher and lowered them down through the fourth grade, and then the plan for K through three is they will do, they're all certified SEI, and they will be doing their own EL work each day.
So which position is this now?
That's the elementary EL position.
Elementary, because on the next page, on number C, we have a possible vote to approve a part-time position.
That's something different.
See,
that's on,
so we have
on
the we don't have the funds for this. We have the funds for that.
Yeah, because it's different.
Funds.
It's different. Yes, and
right.
This was quite a bit more.
And they're aware that they're not renewing.
2 months ago, they were aware. Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, that person just stopped by and said, "Thank you for wording it so nicely. I appreciate it." So that was.
You guys have anything on that?
No.
No. All right. Moving on to H, approve the finalized contract for Palma Hudson for 2023-2024 school year.
And the only change from the last time was that Mrs. Hudson wanted to be able to get insurance. In order to get that, it needed to be at 30 hours a week. So her time was increased to 83%, 83.33% or something. I don't remember the exact breakdown, but in that area of a 100% contract. And I went through that with Mr. Taylor, and he felt that that would work. She will be the testing coordinator. She will do the move on when reading. And we also are going to use her to teach two EL classes in the middle school. We're going to split the EL two grades at a time with two groups and go first and second hour so that we can have kind of a regular schedule the rest of the day.
She does Azella and all this.
She does the Azella, yeah. Yep.
Okay. You guys have anything?
And it was already approved the once. It's just a change. That's why I brought it back to you.
Okay. All right, moving on to I, approve the disposal of ruined surplus supplies and furniture.
All right. And did I drop one of those forms? There's a lot more. We have probably about three trailer loads full. We've cleaned out the Conexes and the shed. This is just some of the bigger stuff. The REACH curriculum is all that curriculum from about 7 years ago. Was the last time, 6 or 7 years ago, last time that it was used. And that's the curriculum for the EL. And now we have SRA that we use.
Is any of this stuff adequate to donate to Mexico or anything?
It's pretty sure.
Not really.
It really is. Every one of the desks and chairs, and they're either missing legs or the legs are bent, or so the bases were shot. they were the ones that you actually had to tie and put a stake on, and so yeah, it's.
Well, I was just curious. One time we donated a whole bunch of desks to the elementary down there, and then the guy that got us to do it down there to check on them, and they're back sitting on their cinder blocks with tablets on their lap, and they sold them.
Oh, I know that one time before I got here, I think they donated a bunch of mariachi stuff and maybe some trumpets or something. Maybe. I don't remember, but I know there was something donated a couple of years before I got here.
Cool.
But basically, we'll just get this approved so that we have it in the minutes so that when the auditor asks, they can see it. And we'll probably have another list for the next meeting, too. This was what Victor had on the trailer to go to the dump.
All right
now.
We're going to have to Jay approve updating cell number 20 from column 2 for the classified pay scale.
All right. So in this one right here, if you look, I highlighted the cell. I have absolutely no idea what happened, but every cell increased except that cell. It stayed at 1850. It should have been 1860. So all I did was I went in and I manually changed that cell, and then I brought it to you because we approved the other one.
Probably the formula was not.
But it was surprising that the rest of them worked, which that surprised me probably more than the fact that that one didn't. But yeah, that was the only one. It only affected one person, but if you were that person.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to get that reapproved because that was what it should have looked like and not how it came out.
Yeah. I would like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Three ayes. Moving on to action items. A, presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve Kevin Macbeth as teacher for the 2023-2024 school year. And Anna Marie Cabaroy.
Yep.
As a special ed teacher.
And so with Mr. Macbeth and the way everything, I had hoped to use him in the elementary. The way the puzzle came together, we were not getting any middle school applications. And he spoke, and when we spoke, he said he would gladly do the social studies in the middle school for a year or two, but he would really love to get back to the elementary if that's possible in the future. And so I went through it with Mr. Taylor, and we were able to kind of fill every class that we needed or every teacher spot that we needed to fill if we used him in the social studies. And so that's how we have it plugged in.
Did you ask him about the fact that he left us?
I did ask him about that. He did say, he told me that there were two things. One was the whole family was together and he could walk to work. The second thing was that he had mentioned that he was interviewing and was
looking at another job, and in his letter, I shared that with Mr. Taylor. We were going through things too. He did say, I'm giving you the final notice that I am leaving, and it was June 21st. So by reading that, I feel like there had been a conversation earlier. I don't know if that was June 15th. I don't know.
I just know we did. Yeah. We left without a teacher in that capacity.
Yeah.
That was all. And we weren't prepared for it. So
I'm excited to have both of them here
both
at NACO
teachers.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they'll do great here at NACO School, and hopefully we can keep them here for several years and continue making some progress and making improvements in the school. You guys want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve item A, to hire Mr. McMath and Mrs. Cabiroy.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. I'm moving into item B, presentation, discussion, and vote on approving contracts for the salaried employees who are non-teachers and non-administration.
All right, so if you would look at it, and if you have a question, you can refer to them by the number, by the side of the name. I think I put them, tried to put them in order. Usually I put them alphabetical, so I mixed it up a little bit that time.
This one right here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. I'm shuffling papers over here.
Sorry, did you find it, Don?
I'm sure it's here.
It should be right above this one. Okay, all right.
I knew it was in there somewhere. So is number one, does that person have any certification at this point?
Actually, is one Google certificate away from being as highly certified with Google as you can be. He will be actually...
Google certified me? I'm talking about state certification,
well,
like para.
Google and technology is it. He's one. He's very close to where he could right now go to Fort Huachuca and...
And
not
that's a Google
double,
certification,
but
he doesn't have a para or para certificate.
No, well, he's got all of the credits for his AA. He's got four Google certifications. I don't know, Mr. Taylor knows more about that than I. I'm not a technology guy. I just know
I'm just
what
curious
Google
if he's been
is,
working
so,
on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, I have nothing.
So, let's see, looking at their salaries from, that's from recommended and what they were paid last year?
Yep.
And how do you justify some of these? Like number two, then you go to number three.
Right, number two is a full-time 12-month employee, number three is not.
Right.
And that's how I would justify it, I guess.
Yeah, but number three, that person's been here a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are different things. See, I think sometimes when we get into these discussions, we talk about length of time, but not qualifications and how much they're actually working at the time.
Right.
So I think you have to look at the whole picture.
And this one, number five, he's the head person in that capacity.
Yes, and the whole rationale with that was to move to salary versus hourly, because we've been paying quite a bit of overtime, because if anything needs to be done, that's the person who comes in and does it or stays and does it. And so once you go to salary, then you can get rid of the overtime.
Okay.
You guys want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve item B, the salary employees for the non-teachers and not administrators.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
I see. Presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve part-time position for 2023-2024 school year.
All right. So I think when I was asked the question last time by Mr. Almos, is this everybody? I only brought you into full-time or those that were 30 hours or over. The position in question is a 4.5 hour a day position, and I would recommend that stays at the 4.5. The other option would be to hire a full-time person. My thought would be that when that person decides it's time to retire, which could easily be by the end of the year, then the school can afford to go out and hire that third full-time custodian. What we have been doing with that other position, because we're using some hours there and we're paying no benefits with that person listed, is those substitutes that we've been using for 4 or 5 hours a day, depending upon what's needed. And that's gotten us through, and it saved us quite a bit of money from having the full-time people with benefits and paying them a couple dollars an hour more. So that's what we've been doing, and that's what I would recommend that we would continue for the next, at least the foreseeable future, until there's a change in employment status with the first individual.
I would like to see in the future somebody here full-time.
See what?
Somebody here full-time.
For?
To have a third full-time person. That would be, to have a third full-time person when we don't have any part-times would be what
correct.
I would prefer.
Mm-hmm. Is it custodial?
Custodial maintenance, whatever, yeah. I mean, the key is that one of the things that we've done now is we've gone and we've said, if you want to get a custodian or maintenance position, you need to have your bus driver license. That's been beneficial for us. We haven't been caught short. There are others. I know Bisbee, towards the end of the year, was running mm-hmm. minibuses and things because they couldn't get enough drivers. So I would recommend that the school keep that in, and we have given them 2 or 3 months to get their license after they're hired. So I would really recommend that you follow that idea. I think it's been very beneficial for us. But I would...
Does the school pay for the CDL class, or...?
We do.
We do, okay.
Yep, we do.
Okay.
And the physicals and everything each year that they need to get a physical and all that, we do all of that.
Do we still drug test and everything?
Mm-hmm.
We do. We get our, whoever we're supposed to send up for the random pre-planned drug test.
And then
kind of an oxymoron. In 3 days, you're going up for the random drug test. By the way,
go.
Just so you know.
Be surprised. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too much off topic, but we were talking about a while ago about having NACO bus drivers taking NACO district high schoolers.
We looked at that, but now with everything changing and the fact that now we're not paying Bisbee any money, if they wanted to ask us and they wanted to offer us, I think then you should look at it. But I don't think I'd be the one to offer it to start with, because remember, we still only have 2 buses.
Yeah, just putting a little bird in someone's shoulder. You know?
Okay. So I mean, if it's something that's worthwhile, that would be great.
Yeah.
If they're just trying to get by, because it does strap you a little bit when we run our extracurriculars mm-hmm. and we've got an after school, and our bus route after school runs 24 to 25 kids. So if it's 24 kids, we can't do them all on the white bus. We would be running the white bus, probably the Malibu once we get it, and hopefully we could get them all in there. Might have to send a couple home with the SRO, you know.
All right. You guys want to make a motion on action item C?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the part-time positions for 2023 and 2024 school year.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye. 3 ayes. All right, moving on to action item D, presentation, discussion, and possible vote on approving the 301 performance payment plan that was earned following the 301 plan approved last fall.
All right. So there are two, and they're front and back. I just thought it was easier. So I took all of the things actually come out about another page and a half. But I took this, and then I put it so you had the teacher's name on one side and the amount. And remember, every one of these teachers got $1,500 already. And then the amount in red of what else they will get. Okay? And the same when you go over to the back side to the non-certified support staff. They already got $1,000, and then in red it tells what else they qualified for. And this all is tied to that 301 plan for both the paras and for the teachers that you guys have certified this fall.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what it appears to me that there's more teachers now participating.
A lot more. A lot more.
And they're taking advantage of this essentially free money.
Yeah, they wanted to get the money, and that was good. I mean, you know, the first year we had a lot of people who didn't do the parent contacts, which I think is really easy. Some of them, you know, really got into the volunteer and the professional development. So yeah, you mean, you know, you just take a look at it, and if you anybody that was close to $3,000, and then you throw the $1,500 on top of that. You know, that's $4,500 after onto their salary. So that was nice. And the paras were all very happy. They were happy to just be part of it. And you can see, I mean, some of them did very well.
Yeah.
So
hopefully we can improve on that the following year and just keep on improving and get these teachers to a little bit extra money in their pocket.
Well, I think it helps. I mean, there's nobody that's going to tell you that the people in education in Arizona are overpaid. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
I have nothing.
Nope.
So I would like to make a motion to approve the 301 performance payment plan for all the teachers and paraprofessionals that earned it.
Second.
Aye. Aye. And moving on to E, presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve payouts of leave for Donna Horton and Tim Macklin.
So Donna gave to me hers, and it was written out, and I thought, well, that's really easy to read and easy to understand, so I tried to follow her. And then on each one, you have a copy of the actual leave days, and then there is another one that has the daily rate of pay. And so
I was telling Tim I've never seen this done before. That's why I came in to ask him about this. And so I talked to him also about the fact that he had a year contract remaining and that we needed to have a discussion about that. And so if you could kind of explain that to us about, this is Donna, so we're working on Donna.
Oh, okay.
Isn't Donna first? Is that what you're saying?
It doesn't matter. She just gave me hers, and I thought she wrote
it
out real clear.
She's first on the agenda anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine.
First of all, before we proceed forward, are you okay discussing this in an open session?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Macklin?
Yeah. All right. So with Donna will have a final leave number. She's got at least one more day of leave coming that she's taking and possibly another one.
How many days she has left?
Well, she has 122.99 days of annual leave. Mm-hmm. And then her sick leave is 4.67. so on. And once we know where she's at.
But hers is not, we're not doing it in increments like we are yours, though.
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Are, actually, yes. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact thing.
Well, I just was, like on the, yours it says about the increments on here.
Yeah, I wrote, you know me, Don, I'm a little more wordy. So, Donna has 122.99 days that are paid at the daily rate of 204. Is it 204 even? 204.02.
Two or four, two, wait, a day?
Yes, it's a daily.
Yes.
Where did the number, the 122.99, come from?
That's the number of days that she has for leave left.
Okay, so her number is what now?
Well, I'm working on it. It's 122.99 times 204.02.
Do you guys mind if I take a little break?
Sure.
It's got a few suppressor.
Sure. Look.
All right, so that, Dawn, comes to 25,092, 42, 41.98, so 42. Now, it depends on how many days she uses from here till the end, okay, if she uses extra. But what we would do is that first check would be 61, I would guess, 61 days, and the second one would be 60 whatever is left over on that.
60 plus days on the second.
Right. So if she takes 2 days, then it would be 59.99 or some, whatever the numbers are. And then her sick leave is right now 4.67. And if her husband doesn't have to go for many more appointments, that would be multiplied by $30. Yeah. And that would be another $140.10. And I would suggest we just put the sick leave with the last payment, and then it's easy to add up.
And Donna, you came up with this?
Yeah.
And this is, you're saying you're doing this for tax purposes, but this is all good with the IRS and all that?
Yes.
Yeah, and we actually went through it with the VSB payroll and with Debbie Pro.
Oh, did you?
And that's what Debbie, both Debbie and I think it's Kathleen, both suggested.
Mm-hmm.
They said you could actually do it three different times on the second summer run. But I just did it the same as Donna because I felt that was easier for Ms. King.
Did you want to explain that to almost if he was absent there?
What we'll do with Donna's is that we'll do the first pay will be 61 days. And then the last pay would be whatever's left, which should be about 60 or 60-plus days, plus her 4.67 sick days at $30 an hour, or $30 a day.
Yeah.
So that's another 140. So we would put
$30
that
$30 a day?
30.
Yeah,
well, yeah.
Okay.
What you have is 30 a day, and if you get to 10 years, then you get 50 a day. And then for the superintendents, it's 50 a day.
I have nothing. This is all specified within your guys' contracts. So, yeah. It's something that the district must do.
Mm-hmm. And even though that second payment is in July, that everything comes out of this year's funds. It doesn't go into next year's funds. So, everything would be done.
You guys good?
I thought you were doing tabulation.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And I did mention to Mr. Olmos what you talked about that the board would need to decide, and I think part of mine would be the board making that decision if they decide that they want to fine me for anything up to $1,500. They have that right that's written in the contract for whatever the added cost was or is.
What section was that, Mr. Macklin?
It's right towards the end. It's highlighted in yellow.
Oh, you're both on the same item anyway. I thought there was two separate items.
Well, this would come out of my severance, so it's...
Right. I'm just talking about the item number itself, you know, on E. We're doing both of these contracts, these things.
Correct,
at the same
time. Yes. Right. So
you're not approving the
right.
Okay.
I want to read this real quick. When talking about Mr. Macklin, it says on his contract, it says administrator and district agreed that the liquidated damages, keywords, liquidated damages, which may be assessed against administrator for re-signing with board approval during the term of this contract shall be in the amount of $1,500. Right. I don't see how there was any type of liquidated damage from him leaving, because he told us in advance that he was resigning. He actually told us when he was planning on leaving and applying to another school to be closer to his family. So I don't believe that there's any type of damage done. So I don't think we should charge him $1,500.
I don't think it's pertaining to really lucrative damage. I don't think that language really applies. However, it is not unusual that if somebody has a contract, which he still has a year's contract pending that he was supposed to fulfill, he's leaving voluntarily, so therefore he hasn't been asked to leave. There's never any request for him to leave, and so he's leaving at his own free will. And in fact, we were talking about that before the meeting. Tim has been pursuing and looking for work elsewhere for a little while now. You know, so he knew that he was going to be leaving. We just didn't know that he was looking for work.
Mm-hmm. On February, the day before we had our meeting back there, mm-hmm. was when I sent that application in. I told you that night.
You told me that night that you were going to take that job. You said
No, I did not. I said, I am looking for a different job to get closer because of the issues with my family.
Right.
I told you I took the job the day you came into my office with three other employees, pulled them from their assigned work, and we had that big hoedown in there. And that's when I told you, you don't even need to do this because I'm going to take the other job.
Mm-hmm. How about we do this, Mr. Macklin?
Don't be mad at me. I'm not done. And your face is getting red. And so all I'm saying is that is that when we had that conversation, you got that mad. You said right then and there, I'm going to resign. I'll resign right now. And I was blindsided by that.
I didn't say I'd resign.
And all
right
I wanted
now.
To
I
do
I'm
was to
resign.
Correct that problem.
And then you said you're resigning right now, and I said no, I'm resigning at the end of the year because I'm taking the other job.
Mr. Macklin, how about we for our next board meeting, we have a discussion pertaining to that topic, and we can put it in as an action item pertaining to that topic. We can have a discussion and a vote then.
So what do you want to table, Macklin's?
No, because right now we are talking about...
Well, it could still come out of the second payment, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So what is the motion?
So I would like to make a motion to approve the payouts of leave for Donna Horton and Tim Macklin.
Okay, and so before we do that, the reason I came in earlier was to talk to Tim, because I've never seen this done before. And I told him that I wanted to see the policy on this because... I've never seen a buyout like this where we're talking about with Macklin's contract itself for 90 days, the $33,000+ and in payments, you know.
Well, your policy is the contract, and that was approved by
right.
your school attorney, and it's right there. That's
right.
all your policy. So that's what you...
But you already consulted legal, and that's all good to go. It's not...
Yeah,
it's in the contract. The,
okay.
So, can I get a second on my motion?
I second the motion.
Aye.
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 That's three ayes.
And then I will put that on next.
And then, yeah, we can add an action item. We can have
Who
a discussion
made
and a vote.
Motion?
Me. All right, moving on. moving on to action item F, presentation, discussion, and possible vote to approve an evaluation tool for non-superintendent administrative positions and teachers on special assignment.
All right. So we don't have anything. Last year you approved for the business people, and we really don't have anything for others. So I kind of scoured the internet to come up with something that we could use, and I showed Rusty this morning so that he could look at it too. But I mean, I think if you find something that's better, great. But I think to have something in place until you find something that's better, because right now we have people that are teachers on special assignment, and they need to have an evaluation because the teacher evaluation doesn't cut it. So this would allow them to be evaluated, so then they are able to.
And where did this come from? And I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to retract my motion or my vote on the last item, because I've never dealt with that, and I don't feel right about that. So I am retracting mine on item E, and I'm going to say nay. Okay. And so we have 2 and 1.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. So where did we find this instrument?
I don't remember which school I took it from. I got it on the internet.
This is for the administration.
It's for a TOSA, administrative. TOSA is an administrative position. It's a teacher on special assignment.
Okay, evaluation tool. Non-superintendent administrative positions. Okay, so this is a teacher instrument.
No.
And anybody office staff?
No. It would be an
evaluation
administrative
tool for non-superintendent administrative positions and teachers on special assignment. Okay. This is quite the thing.
I think it's great because it covers a whole bunch of different aspects that's related to the job that's different from a teacher, so we got here understanding of the job, institutional commitment, quality of work, productivity and efficiency, reliability and dependability, initiative, quantity of work, the professionalism, ethics. So these are all things that are closely related to somebody that's in an administrative position and not like a teaching position, Planning and organizing, problem solving, leadership, creativity, flexibility, responsibility, accountability, professional development. We got communication, collaboration, teamwork, conflict resolution, and professionalism.
The only thing I didn't extremely like about this was I just felt like there's a little more subjectivity, but I think with all of the areas, I think it covers everything. When you have a TOSA is a teacher leader generally in a position with some, if you say power or whatever term you want to use, but
so give us an example of what a teacher on special assignment would be.
Thelma Hudson.
Oh. Okay, because she
doesn't
sell
one. We only have one.
Oh. Okay. So I knew the administration.
I thought I had everything whited out, but I forgot to white that big job. But,
so the administrator would do this, probably evaluation.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so if the administrator does this, is there another second person that does it, or is it just her?
Well, there would be, right now, with what I've given you, we wouldn't have anybody else who would qualify for that. If you had another person in that type of position, then you would have somebody else to.
Is that what Ms. Trevino, is that another?
She would be another person that would follow.
And
that.
We don't have a contract for her, we're not doing her?
We don't have a contract for her right now, no. She did not accept the contract that we gave her, and she let it sit for 35 days. So automatically after 30 days it's considered a rejection.
You do think she'd be an asset to help him out? Since she's helping you.
I'd rather not.
Let's not get into the topic. We're talking about the.
All right. I just was asking.
I wasn't going anything personal.
All right. So this would be something that we would use for right now, but it looks good to me. I mean, the.
I think it's good, but I mean, if Mr. Taylor's looking around and has a little time on his hands and finds something that he thinks is better and easier to gauge, then I mean, you know, it's look at it and see.
And this like stands for up to the requirements that.
Well,
I mean,
that's
to
what
do
you're,
it?
You're trying to find. A teacher on special assignment is a person who is kind of your it's a quasi administrative position. You've given that person power. It might be someone in charge of testing. It might be someone with some supervisory things. You might have someone that's trained to help do evaluations. There's a lot of different things, but it would be something outside of actual just running the classroom.
Okay.
Right now, the one that is being used is the teacher one, right?
That's all we have. We have the teacher one, we have the business one, and then we have, well, the para one, and then the superintendent. So those are what we have. And
okay.
I have nothing. You guys want to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the evaluation tool for the non-superintendent administrator position and teachers on special assignment.
Risa made the motion. Don, second. Aye.
Aye.
Three ayes. Moving on to G, presentation discussion for the first reading of the ASBA policy updates and recommendations for May of 2023.
All right. So, again, the first reading is very basic. Really, the only thing in here that will have any kind of effect on us will really be that policy number 747, and that's going to come down to a new form for the nurse. Fortunately, we have a nurse that makes things a lot easier, and that's just a form on medicines.
So this isn't a first reading, and it's not significant. You know how you used to do policy like the first reading?
Yeah, well, it's all it is it's just an update, but these three, there's only cosmetic changes to these, and this one here, if you have a full-time librarian, it has more of an impact. We don't have that.
Well,
so
it's suggested
that's
by the state anyway.
Yeah, it's suggested by ASBA, and the big thing, I think, will be just the form for the nurse. Because before that, our person was, Ms. Elias or whoever was answering the phones. Mm-hmm. It has been a very, very positive, helpful experience with Mr. Cook. Very, very nice guy. Gets along well with the kids, and I think he's done a really nice job. So I'm really glad you're able to hold on to him as that was extended for one more year.
I'd like to move to approve item G. Pertaining to the updates pertaining to our policy 744-747.
We usually don't vote on unless we go with policy, this is why I hate the alphabet, DD or DBG, where we only have to read it once.
Do you don't want us to vote on it?
Yeah, next time. I didn't put vote on, I just said
first reading.
Well,
it does say first reading,
right? Yeah, that's
okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So we will put that back on the next agenda as well.
All right. Moving on to the superintendent's report.
All right. There are a couple of things. I guess. And
you have to on this.
I'm going to give that to you right now. All right. So I guess what I would ask is, Mr. Taylor, are you all right if we talk about this? All right. Okay. Well, I meant we could go closed session if we needed to. Okay. So I went through everything with Mr. Taylor's contract with the school attorney. And she came back and had a couple of possible changes, recommendations. All right, first thing that she told me was that they are taking out of all contracts the purchase of anything more than every other employee gets for insurance.
Say that again.
Okay, so if every employee gets family insurance, then you offer family insurance to every employee.
Oh.
But the superintendent would not. She said, it's not like you're going to end up in court if you do it, but she would recommend and make it a cleaner experience if you don't. So what she suggested was to take and look at where the insurances are, find a meeting ground where it works for both Mr. Taylor and the district, and then come to an agreement. And this is now, again, this is not anything for you to vote on. This would be, we would approve it at the next meeting, but I want to explain it. And this gives everybody however many days, as Ms. Romero is riding on the rides at Disneyland, she can think about this. There you go. She said, this is what people are going to. And so Rusty worked on putting together some things on a spreadsheet. I had some stuff. We kind of took those and merged them. And what we came up with, and I just want to kind of go through this, we'll have to do that two-month contract with ESI. Okay, we already know we have to do that. All right, so ESI, because we have a contract with both one GPA and Mojave, we can choose either of them to go with. One GPA does not add any percentage onto a fee for us. Mojave actually adds about a 5% fee onto whatever the fees are charged by ESI. So it's about a $500 difference there, maybe $700, I guess, because it's already built into their fee structure. But it's a bit of a savings, okay? So you have to do either ESI or there's another company.
Isn't ESI the retirement thing?
It is. Mr. Taylor's retired. You hired a retired person.
He didn't look very old.
I started so real young.
I cannot remember the name of the other company, though, but I think it's more prominent up in Phoenix area.
We've used it before, too.
But ESI is one that's used down here. So what we do with ESI is we have to sit down and we have to say, what's the base salary? So Mr. Taylor and I went around and we looked at everything included in his salary. And we agreed that everything outside of the basic $90,000 was not going to be included with everything we gave ESI. That will start on September 1st. So the money that you're paying him to do federal funds, that will start on the 1st. All of that other money, and if we are able to understand and you decide at the next meeting that with the copay or with the money for the insurance to do an in lieu payment like that, put it in a 403. That way it doesn't cost the district more money. I can show you how we're going to save some money for you. It's not going to sound like it. Don, I know you're going to ask me, what do you mean we're saving money? I can see it. It's gone. You know, I get it. But the district will overall save money. And I guess it took me a while to totally get it. And then also I had to see the fee structure from ESI and the other company that we would sign the contract through. So this is what, again, this is what Jessica recommended, even before I talked with Rusty about it and I contacted ESI. All right, so the salary would be $90,000. His daily rate is $344.83. All right. He has 43 work days and one holiday, so 44 days he will be paid for in July and August. That's $15,172. All right. You take $15,172 and you multiply it by the ESI percentage, which is 17%. Okay. So ESI charges 17% of the $15,172, which is another $2,579.24. Mm-hmm. All right. So you go and you want it. We want to add all that up. It comes to $17,751.24. All right. Just so you understand, if we would have gone with Mojave, they would have taken 5% added on to the $25,79.24. So that's why we did not go with Mojave. All right. Now you that takes care of the salary. All right. Now with the insurance, okay, we're a small school. And if we get one or two people who have big charges in a year, our rates jump through the roof. Okay. This year was 24%.
24, 22.
Okay. So, the worst year since I've been here, I think, was the biggest increase. Mm-hmm. So, in our situation, copay gold, employee and children, was $1,822 per month. I didn't multiply it out. I probably should have. I apologize. But I figured we could take the 1822 and we could look at what the copay gold in Benson is, and that's $1,674. And Mr. Taylor's wife works for Benson, okay? So they qualify to get their insurance through the school, and that itself, it would be $1,000 a month for family insurance here. It's about, I want to say it's about $150. Not, I think it's right close to $150. Brisa will have it.
$148.
Okay, that's pretty close. All right, I'll take that. When you multiply that out at 12 months, that's $20,088, okay? There's a number there that's subtracted from that that is what his wife is given, and I just assume not say that all loud, but that's what his wife is given for insurance, okay? And since that's like, I'll try to keep as much privacy as I can for the family, that leaves $12,324, okay? If we were to go through with what we had negotiated, you take 1822 times 12. All right? And so that's, Brisa, you got it?
21,864.
All right. So that's $9,500 more. All right? So what I'm going to go through and say is not going to sound like it would work, but it works. Okay? It saves you $9,500. And when you add up everything, even the whole going with one GPA, it's saving you over $10,000. Okay? All right. So, the dental insurance family is $161.62 in Benson, and in Naco it's $126.20 a month, not for the year. That would have been a great deal. Probably would have fixed a quarter of a cavity. But, so there's about $425 difference there. I mean, I'm telling you what, I just tried to have all the numbers so you guys could see them, and I'm not trying to confuse anybody. So, Mr. Taylor and I sat down, and I put this together, and I just said, if we can do this and the board will approve it at the next meeting, are you okay with it? So, in the gray highlighted there, okay, my recommendation would be to pay the difference in family health to, I put his first name, I should have said Mr. Taylor, for Benson, $12,324, plus pay for dental from NACO, $1,514.40, and that total, $13,838.40, okay, would equal $658.90 spread over the last 21 pay periods in 23-24. All right? That would go into a 403B. He would need to give, he'll find his person and he'll have all that information. That will not start until after September 1. So the first five checks of the year will all be done through ESI. So all the side agreements will only kick in on September 1st. Okay? So I want everybody to understand that. So if by chance somebody comes, looks at payroll and go, wow, Mr. Taylor, that's a great check. Well, you know, he's he took less for those first however many months. So just understand that. With this agreement, he already has life insurance, so he said he would pass on the life insurance. That'll save you another few hundred dollars. And again, I want you just to chew on this and come back at the next meeting. And I think it's very fair. I think when we took everything, all the information he had, the information I had, and getting all of the stuff put together, I think the school got a pretty good deal there. So you have until we set the next meeting to look it over. And if you have questions, please call me. And I think you have Mr. Taylor's number. He's got a copy of this as well. I'll give him another copy because it's pretty in color. And please make sure you call. And we can explain whatever. But I know it sounds different. I know it sounds like you're giving somebody 403 money, and that doesn't make sense. But when you think about the fact that you're saving $10,000 for the district, then it does.
So that money is basically paying. It's just paying for what we're going to pay for at Vince. That's all we're doing. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But this is the first year we've always paid for all of our employees' insurance, and this is the first year we have not done that at all. And we've always done that forever. And so I still feel bad about that.
We are paying for two of the three plans.
Yeah, but we just don't pay for the gold plan.
Right.
The people have families. Co-pay gold.
Yes.
Right. So I just thought I'd just mention that.
Yep. The co-pay gold was a $2,000 increase this year, and it just got to the point where feasibly.
Well, see, that I have a little guilt there still, you know, because we've always done that throughout NACO history. And so I know this insurance is important when you have a family. So
I had this same conversation at my new school, and they are only able to offer 80% of the high deductible to their staff. So I think you guys have done a great job to do that. I really do. Because it's, you know, the insurance is tough. And in a small school, all it takes is, you know, one or two people, you know, and we had some, I mean, we had transplants, and we had two babies last year, and, I mean, all those things are good, but, you know, it's every time you go to a doctor, I mean, you know, during COVID, that one time, I think, I don't remember how many hundred COVID tests we had done, and at the clinic, not even the ones at home, so all that adds up, and they send you reminders, and we talk with the staff, and, you know, and some people did a good job of limiting, and some not quite.
See, speaking of which, that one person, that we had two people that had transplants, that one person we thought she wouldn't even make it through last year is out living her life now.
So yep, she's been going out. She's came down, visited. We went over, and she got to visit all the kids.
Yeah.
And
right.
She got. She had some different, she's big into arts and crafts stuff. And so she had a bunch of stuff that was hers.
Oh, did she?
So she came and got some of that so she could do some stuff.
She looked doing pretty good.
Yeah, got around very good. I was really surprised.
Lucky.
Yeah. And her hubby was really happy to get her down. And
okay, so, sorry, I got off topic.
No, that's all right.
Going back to comments you made, we are offering the same insurance to everybody, right?
We offer the same insurance to everybody. What you have in this. This amount actually almost falls into line with what every employee qualifies for.
Okay.
You're only...
it's just that we haven't done it in the past.
No, right? But what I'm saying is that we have always paid for all of the employees' insurance. This year is the first year we didn't pay for the gold plan.
Right.
We do not, and we've always paid it, all of it.
They've always had the option of the copay gold.
And this is the first time we haven't
done it. Copay silver or the top silver.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we added the high deductible, or 2 years ago, because we could only add a third plan if there was a high deductible.
Mm-hmm. And then the reason
but
it bothers me...
But this next year, they're going to have it, right?
Almost every one of the employees, four people chose the copay gold. Everybody else chose the value gold. They get the value gold, the dental, the vision, all that free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure that
that's the only thing. If they wanted to stay with copay gold, it was, I think it cost $90 a month.
Well, the only reason I mentioned it is because we've always paid for all of our employees' insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that Arizona is very low on the ladder for teachers' salary. And so that's why it was the first time we've never paid all of their insurance, regardless of what plan they chose. And so I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess the other thing was, and I think I already mentioned it, but we right now have basically filled all the positions that we needed for classrooms, and we're one para less than we were last year.
What are we lacking as far as in positions open? A friend of mine asked if we have any positions open still.
No, when I got back to you then I told you what we had at that time, and but the two that we filled tonight were the ones that we had available. I mean, unless Mr. Taylor, you know, we're getting much more clarity on our financial situation each day, so you know, if he looks under the right rock and finds money, he might want to hire somebody. He may also, when you look at Mo, and that's maintenance of effort, and that's special ed, okay? Uh-huh. And I know that's his area, but the one thing that is weird with Mo versus everything else is everything else in the world, you want to get by the cheapest you can, okay? The less money you spend on it, the better it is. Well, with SPED and maintenance of effort, if you don't keep spending that amount and you cut what you're spending, that comes back and it gets you as a fine. And so he may, I mean, I do have an applicant that's not licensed yet that is over halfway to their special education degree, and it's a male person who's moving down here from the Phoenix area who's been substituting up there. And he's interested in working in the special ed department because that's his. And so I will give Mr. Taylor his name and contact information, because if he gets to it and looks at it and says, we're going to be $25,000 underspending in special ed, would be a great thing to have a male role model in special ed. So even though we have two teachers and a really good para, having a fourth person that's a male might be something that he thinks would be useful. There might be other things that come up that you know, he feels would be worth spending the money on. But our goal has been, before I leave and before Donna leaves, to have a better idea for you of exactly where we are. This week was a good week. We bought $194,000 that was sitting out in the cloud.
And where was it? I mean,
it was in the cloud. That's why I hate the cloud. I don't understand the cloud. But what happened was there were some payments made and then some checks sent. And the payments made online sat online because the checks sent were cash. So that money wasn't taken, and it was just floating out there.
Wow.
So for 2020 and 2021, we recouped that. And then I think it was, I want to say, I don't know if Kristen gave you the number, but I want to say it was about $15,000 or $20,000 from ASRS that we recouped. So, hey, it's a lot better news than I was able to bring you earlier on. So, you know, if I can give you good news and make you feel better and sleep and she can enjoy her Disney trip, then
I'll enjoy it.
Wonderful.
Well, I just want to say, because we only have one meeting left, is that I need for our membership, because I tried to get this on the agenda, I want them to know that whenever I came to your office that day about the instructional days, I just thought, I knew it was off because of the dates. I didn't think it was going to turn into that, you know. That was not my intention. I just wanted us to fix it. And so we never, ever had that discussion. And so...
that's not a discussion to have an open board meeting.
I know, we're not having that discussion now. I'm just saying that I got thrown under the bus, but that was not
the
intention.
Yeah, but it wasn't by me.
So. Huh?
It wasn't by me. You and I had the discussion before you walked out that day.
Right.
And we were fine.
Right.
But there were other people that may have been involved in that discussion that led to that. So.
Well, and
we'll leave it at
these
that
people
right
blamed
now.
Me, though, for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Macklin, this is your last board meeting, right?
Well, it depends on on letter B1, Roman numeral 6 there. We have to do a proposed budget, okay? Mr. Taylor sat down, and he and Donna got to share a lovely tea and crumpets this morning and go through the budget and work on that a little bit. And if you remember going back 4 years to when I came in, we had a meeting on July 2nd, and we had to approve the proposed budget, and then we had to get it ready, and then we had to do the budget. And it was a really tight timeline.
Yeah.
So what I would, my final 2 days are going to be the 27th and the 28th that I'll be on campus.
27th and 28th.
And so,
so we're having a meeting on that day. That'll be your last meeting?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking, what you want to do. Because Donna has volunteered. I mean, she's feeling guilty because she's had 4 or 5 meetings that I've done without her. So she volunteered to take the meeting by herself. But if you want to have it on that Wednesday, or that Thursday morning, or Wednesday morning, Wednesday morning, I don't know how early. I'm driving in Wednesday morning. So I would be available that night. If you're wanting to do it on that Tuesday night, probably not available that night.
Do you want to make it tentative to do see whenever it's conducive?
Well, I mean, it really comes up for you guys. Because
it doesn't matter to me.
You can do this without me,
but
we can't do it without you. So,
Can it be June 30th?
What?
Can it be June 30th?
June 30th is Friday. Donna's not working, and I got that day off.
And Jim has on there, it's either June 27th or 28th.
If it can be either of those days, that works the best for me. I could do the 30th on the phone, I guess, but
you can do the first day, the 3rd of July, if you wanted to.
That's true.
Yeah, there's the only thing that has to be on the agenda, you have the budget, the proposed budget, the second reading of those, which is just that exhibit for the medical, really is the only impact on us, and then the separation, $1,500.
And we're not going to have an official passing of the gavel?
We've been spending a lot of time together, so.
I see that.
You're real close. Poor guy. I don't know how he gets any work done. I'm there asking 1,000 questions. So.
But it's nice because he'll ask me one about this and one about that, and so it keeps me sharp, keeps me on.
In those days, the 27th and 28th, that's just to approve the budget, right?
The reading of the second reading of the update, which is nothing, should take you 12 seconds, and the third thing would be the discussion and vote on the separation.
Okay.
Well, there's one other. There's me.
Oh yeah, and Mr. Taylor's. Right. So there's 4 things.
Four.
Thank you.
Okay, so you want to leave it hanging what works for everybody?
Okay, so that those days I can do pretty much any time during the day also. Because, I'm having surgery on the 21st, but I'm having that week off from the 21st through the 28th, so I can do morning if you want, if you have greater.
Yeah, those days in the morning, that's okay. Going to be available.
So what about Thursday? The 28th at
Wednesday the 28th.
Thursday the 29th.
No.
We have payroll at 9:30. No, you're going back to work that day?
Yeah.
Okay, so it'd be Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday the 28th in the morning.
Are you talking about we're not gonna expect Mr. Taylor to come at
7:15?
No,
like 9 o'clock in the morning.
But anytime in the morning, Teresa said, and Mr. Almost has until 11 o'clock ish. Okay. Are you good with that? So let's just say 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on which? What's our date?
10 o'clock Wednesday the 28th.
Wednesday the 28th.
What time do you go in?
Okay.
I go in at it depends, because if I work in Douglas, I got to leave here.
Oh, so Wednesday doesn't work for you?
Yeah, it does in the morning.
Oh, okay, all right.
Where do you want to push it to?
Can we do 9?
9, yeah.
9?
9.
Mm-hmm. Nine.
I'll try.
On the safe side?
I'm driving back that morning.
Oh, so that morning?
Yeah, so I'll be leaving at about 5 or so anyway, so. But
I thought you were driving back on Tuesday.
No, I'm going to be at my new school on Tuesday, and I was going to leave there and come back. I may just leave there Tuesday night then to try to get back. We'll see.
Let's do. How about Wednesday at 10?
How about if we split the difference and just say 9:30?
All right.
All right.
You're great.
Doggone it, the Republicans and Democrats can compromise on the debt ceiling. We can compromise on the time.
So on the, I'm going to Idaho to go see my grandson and grandchildren, and I leave on the 27th, but I'd love to chime in on the 28th if you guys would be willing.
Well, they're all here. You can call my phone, and I can...
Yeah, you can do that.
I just want to make sure you understand. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then just to form the board, and as a great superintendent as I'm already going to be, I'm going to have to miss Monday because I'm flying back that day.
Okay,
so,
that's okay.
yeah, I know. I've already let you down. Tremendous. I'm sorry. So.
What about Monday? You're not ready to, though. Too late.
Yeah.
What about Monday? What
Monday, July 1st?
Yep.
No, third.
Third, yep.
Oh, that's our regular meeting?
No.
He's just
going to make the 28th, right?
Yeah. No, we are. We're doing the, no, he's just saying Monday the 3rd. He's flying back home.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
Starting off my contract.
Yeah, Julie should go in.
I'll show you where they are. They go fast.
Yeah. They go fast. All right. Okay. So that's our next meeting. What about the regular board meeting?
Then you're going to need to have a meeting in July so that it can be...
do the adopted.
The adopted budget, which has to be to the state before the 15th of July. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to do that...
Like the 11th? That's a Tuesday.
After that day, you guys owe me.
Actually, nothing changes on that budget normally.
Right.
So when Donna's gone... We can't contact her. Who are we contacting?
Kristen King will be here, and so Debbie will be available.
Debbie?
Yep.
Oh, is Debbie? Yep. She's not working down here though, right?
She will be.
Is Kristen going up there for training, or is Debbie coming down here?
Right now, Kristen's going up there.
Oh.
And it just depends on afterwards. Then Debbie will be here at least.
I thought Debbie was coming here a couple of days.
She is at least 2 days a week, three. Depends on what the county allows.
And then I'm going to work with Donna finishing up the budget, so I'm going to be pretty, and I've done this before, so all we're doing is just adopting the proposed budget, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do we the hearing that day?
No, we do the hearing on the 28th,
yep.
Right, so Donna will be doing the hearing at 9 o'clock, so if you want to hear that, you call early.
9:30.
Because you'll be the only person wanting to listen. It's not that nobody likes Donna. Nobody just come.
Can you do the hearing at 9? Is that what you said?
Yeah. About 9. 15. We usually go 15 minutes before, 9:15.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you close it up and then go right to
right,
the board.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Can you guys do Monday, July 10th? Is that good? You said before the 15th, right?
We have to have it in by the 15th.
We have to have 10 days, right?
Right.
When you have to have it nailed down.
It works.
For the hearing, I got it for 10 days.
Yeah, right.
So, for the board meeting in July, you mean?
If you do it on the 10th,
board meeting?
Then it goes back on the 11th, and you got 3 days to get it uploaded to the state, so that's plenty.
So July 10th?
That'll work if it works for you guys.
And if something changes, you'll let us know, because that's a lot of dates we're kind of floating.
Right.
Yeah, the 6th, I have to be in a GCU. It's for new superintendents. So I just want to let you guys know that's happening. And of course, like I said before, guys, you'll have any day I'm going to miss, you'll have that information. I'll send it out. And then you said the 10th, is that what you said?
July 10th, 5:15.
10th, I'm golden. Yeah, if you guys want it.
5:15.
What about... Let's see here, this board retreat with the new superintendent with the ASBA, when can we do that?
So, I was waiting to get a hold of all of you. I spoke with all of you guys, and you know, obviously you've said you're into it. I have not contacted them because I hadn't had the final yes or no. I'm going to contact him and see what we can do about arranging that, but I have to work around your schedules, obviously.
Well, and that's the other thing, I think, that we've done that before they came down here.
Right.
So I think we should probably not really try to anticipate exactly when we're doing that until we kind of get things rolling.
Yes, ma'am.
And then, because once we call them, we're going to be locked in and they won't be wanting to change that. So is that all right with you guys, to make sure you guys are available?
Yeah. I submitted my the days that I'm available in July, right?
Right.
To Mr. Taylor. If you guys can do the same, submit the days that you're available.
Well, what I'll do is I'll take the days you have and I'll share it with them, and we'll see if we can work it around that.
Yes.
At the very least, if we don't go ASBA, we will, you know, with your permission, we'll have a retreat.
See, they came down on the weekend before they could do it.
And I would recommend getting a hold of it's Julie Bacon, just asking her what she got available coming up, and if she can give you 15 or 10 days, and then you can cross-reference to see what's going to work. You might have a two or three, and then you can ask them.
If they can do weekends, I can probably, because I think I just sent to you weekdays. So I can send you the weekends too.
Either one is fine, yeah. Romero,
would you be good with the weekends?
Yeah, I think she might have a date or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get in the way. TV and coffee and
the toilet. I'll send you an updated one with the weekends involved.
I like the weekends. That probably would be a good idea.
Okay. I'll just send you my schedule.
Sounds good. Well, and that's what I want ultimately with you guys, but I guess you guys don't use the district, the school emails, so. But I think I
see, and that's the thing, is that I haven't been using my school email because whenever we had that IRS thing, that's whenever they told me I couldn't use my school email.
That's really interesting.
That was before I got here.
We're going to need to talk about
that was before them. Yeah. But that's why I
should talk about it.
And they all have a school email.
Right. Because
do you guys use your school email?
It's out there.
The only time that I've logged on to my school email has been in the school computer that I still have from when I went to the academy.
Yeah, we haven't done that since Tim's been here. We haven't had school emails.
So maybe that's be something to work on too. Maybe you guys can also get computers and.
And everybody has one, and Rodriguez gave everybody a start on password, and then you could set your own when you went into it.
I don't even have a computer home. What's his name made off of it, so I don't have a computer.
Well, what I'm saying is get a school-issued computer for them.
We will have about 25 or 30 extra Chromebooks, so if they needed that, you could easily. I at my other schools, I always made sure that we had the iPads. Yeah. They like the iPads.
Yeah, just so you have easy access. I'm not a big packet person. I'm sorry, guys. I like to save paper. Just know that. Don't. Hey, I'm still open to.
What do you mean? Oh, the disk?
Yeah.
Well, see, Brisa's been the goddess going. Before, we just did front pages of some.
I've been trying to get them to do back and front, at least to use
paper. We were doing
paper,
back and front.
But then.
Well, sometimes I can get a little confused.
I prefer like a PDF, and I can bring the laptop to the board meeting and
it'll be a lot better to save it. I mean, I don't mind.
There's a program, Board Docs, that works very nice. You have to be on the computer, but then the nice thing about that is that up to 24 hours prior to the meeting, you can change the agenda and everything, and you can link it so it changes online, and then just print it and put it in the window. And
Vincent, we just do it. We create the packet and we scan the packet, and then you can just breeze through the packet basically. So this makes things easy. And again, I'm open to that's part of what we have to decide on. I'll basically follow what Tim's doing right now, and when we decide to make whatever changes, then we'll do it. Okay?
About 10 years ago, one of our superintendents got us Apple laptops, but those are obsolete now.
Yeah, they're done.
And somebody died, and if we didn't have it aboard, then that was the end of that.
Well, whatever, we'll work on it together, okay?
Okay.
So, I should make a motion to adjourn this meeting. Time now is 18:39, 6:39. Can I get a second?
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Beginning of the